Yo, what up? This is Jared Watson, and you're listening to the Retro Insider Podcast Show, where we're bringing you the latest news, reviews, and how-to cop tips for all your favorite classic retro sneakers. Thank you for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy this segment. It's gonna be all right. Yo, 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 peace and blessings to the fam. This is Jared Watson, and you're listening to the Retro Insider Podcast Show, brought to you by theretroinsider.com. Shout out to all you new and returning listeners. It means a lot that you're here. I know you could be doing a lot of other things, so the fact that you're here means a lot to me. Now, before we get into the show, I was just thinking, I said, you know what? I've been doing this on Sunday as far as giving you this content, so we're going to go ahead and call this the Retro Soul Sunday. The day where we just go over the shoes that were released this past weekend, also give you an update on what's coming up on this future weekend and, you know, just in the weeks ahead. So as far as this weekend goes, I'm going to just call this the shock weekend. I was surprised at what happened with some of the major releases this weekend. But before we get into that, let's hear a word from our sponsors. Hey fam, have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? Well, let me tell you, when I was starting to get this podcast off the ground, I had a lot of questions. Like, how do I record an episode? How do I find background music? And how do I get my show into all the apps that people like to listen to? And to be honest with you, the answer to every one of these questions is really simple. It's Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. And best of all, it's 100% free and absolutely easy to use. And check this, now Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you can get paid to podcast right away. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now by reading this ad. So if you've always wanted to start a podcast to make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start to join me in the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast. All right, welcome back, fam. Of course, I'm your host, Jared Watson. You're listening to the Retro Insider, brought to you by theretroinsider.com. Now, as I stated earlier, we're going to go over some of the shoes that I mentioned in the previous segment that I said we're going to be releasing this weekend. And this happens to be April 6th, April 7th weekend. Of course, most shoes drop on Saturday, which was yesterday. And to begin, I was so shocked. I don't know about you guys, but I did not expect those Jordan 14s to sell out. And if you're not familiar with what I'm talking about the Candy Cane 14s, the Rip Hamilton, aka the, I call them the Cherry Red 14s. Now, you know, that's a shoe that I know it's a fresh shoe, a shoe model or silhouette that Jordan actually did play in. Most people are familiar with the Last Shot, Jordan's the black and red, bread, Last Shot, whatever you want to call them. But this shoe right here, I thought was crisp, clean, that white and red, great pop. Of course, I don't like white outsoles, but still a great shoe, not only for just the collector, but just the average shoe purchaser who just likes lifestyle basketball sneakers. Now, of course, this shoe is probably going to restock this upcoming week, so keep your eyes peeled for those. If you're on Twitter, I'll suggest you follow Soul Links and the other couple sneaker pages who give you, you know, updates when things restock. I'll put links to those in the show notes. But anyways, yeah, I was extremely shocked by that. I thought I could just probably wait a week or two and maybe even get these shoes on sale, but I was mistaken. People are really cutting for these Jordan 14s. So let me know if you got copped a pair. Let me know if you were surprised or you knew if they were going to sell out. Like I said, me couldn't have guessed it in 1,000 years. Now, also in that previous segment, I did mention a shoe from New Balance, which I stated was probably considered right now shoe of the year for me. not only just because I'm a New Balance fan, but I thought the shoe was hot, which is that Bodega New Balance 997S that was retailing for $160. It was supposed to release on Saturday, also the 6th, via the Bodega store website, but got notification from them, I think on Friday or Saturday rather, that said they were not going to be doing a regular online release. And actually, I'm on the website right now. And then what they're saying is, in order to ensure that the maximum number of people are given equal opportunity to purchase the 997S, online quantities will now be released via raffle. Raffle entries can be submitted Friday, April 5th at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to Monday, 4/8 at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So yeah, that was a shock for me. They did not do the regularly scheduled online release. So for those of you who are interested in that sneaker, I suggest you head over to the Bodega store website, and I'll put a link to that also in the show notes as well, so you can get to that real quick, enter your raffle and cross your fingers so you can get a pair of those sneakers. Like I said, that is a hot shoe. Kind of glad they're doing a raffle. I never win raffles, but for some reason I feel like that's a better chance than, you know, competing against bots, because I'm not a bot user. I'm just a manual user, and I knew people were going to be after this shoe bot crazy, like for real. So also they did do the network app release, which was happened to be Thursday. Now I went on there not really expecting to get the shoe, and of course I didn't get the shoe, but it was kind of a crazy experience. I don't know how much I like the network app as far as for releases like that. Hey, you know, to whoever got the shoes, congrats to y'all, but I just don't see it being much of a, let's put it like this, it's much of a marketing play for the network app, as opposed to like a real viable option for sneakerheads to actually get shoes. I don't know how many pairs there were released through the app, but it just didn't seem that well to me. But like I said, shout out to anybody who was able to get that shoe. Also, moving on with another New Balance shoe that I mentioned in the previous segment was the 990 V5 that I said was going to be released. I thought was going to be releasing on the 6th. Now, actually, it did, but it, in a way that was different than I thought. I think I mentioned Foot Locker was going to have it, but it looks like they're only going to be releasing the shoe in stores for now. However, the New Balance website, the actual New Balance website, will be the only online retailer selling a shoe for however long, maybe a couple weeks, maybe a week, maybe a month, I don't know. But if you do want that 990 V5, which is the classic sneaker heritage line, basically this is the new version of that 990 line, but if you want that sneaker, head on over to newbalance.com. They're going to have it for a retail price of $175, basically, which, like I said, American-made sneaker, high quality, comfortable. It's a great shoe. I think that's a great deal. Hopefully, I should be getting my hands on that here within the next couple weeks. Bring it in for a close-up look so I can give y'all. But anyways, yeah, those were the releases, man. It was full of surprises. Like I said, nothing really happened as planned at all. And like I say, if you were able to cop any of these shoes, or just let me know whatever shoes you did cop for this particular weekend, I'm interested to know. Of course, you can always hit me up on Instagram at the Retro Insider, or on Twitter at the Retro Insider. I'll be there. Love to interact with you guys. Now, moving on with the show, coming up, we'll look at what's coming down the pipeline for week 2 of April as far as the sneakers go. So stay tuned. All right, so let's get into these sneakers that we'll be releasing on this upcoming week in April. Kicking it off on Friday, looks like we have an Air Max 1 Susan that we'll be releasing on the Nike Sneakers app for a retail price of $170. Now, a lot of you probably asking, $170 for Air Max 1? Yes, it is a lot more than what we're used to paying, but this is a collab shoe, which is inspired by a movie that we'll be releasing on Friday as well called Missing Link. That's an animated movie. I don't know much about it, but as far as the shoe goes, the shoe is fire. Has a great mix of materials. Looks like there's going to be a plaid material probably somehow related to the movie. Looks like a dark hunter green upper portion too. This almost looks like corduroy, part of a maybe a suit. And then also the tongue is leather. And also the midsole is painted in a way that also resembles the tongue leather-like. So I don't know if you've seen it. If you haven't, check it out. I think it's going to be a dope sneaker. Right now, I'm not sure if the shoe is reselling for that much. Let me check it out real quick to see where it is at. I know some of y'all have asked for me to mention the resale predictions and whatnot. So I'm going to give you the best information I can at the moment in regards to the shoe. So retail's $170. Right now, the lowest ask, I can't even get it out, $1,400. The last sale was $950. So for those who are interested in reselling, there you have it. A week before release, the numbers are crazy high. And, you know, if you're not into reselling, disregard that. But just to give you an idea of kind of the hype associated with this shoe, it's going to be a lot. So if you can get your hands on it, good luck to you. Nike sneakers out on Friday the 12th at 9 a.m. for a retail price of $170. Also on the 12th, which is that Friday, we have the Air Jordan 1 High OG in the Crimson Tint, aka Black and Pink colorway, a shoe that a lot of people have been checking for. Of course, it's the Air Jordan 1, which is, of course, popular nowadays. But I think for good reason. It's a classic retro, has a nice silhouette, just a great all-around shoe that you can dress up or down. Anyways, that shoe is retailing for $160 on Friday. As for now, also, which is kind of strange, I'm looking at the Foot apps, and I'm looking at Foot Action right now, and they do have the shoe listed, so you can go in and try to reserve it for that men's size and grade school. But the date on release for the apps and the shoe stores seems to be 4/13, which is Saturday, which, you know, some people do like that. They like being able to get up on the weekend and try to get the shoe if they do reserve it. So I don't know if the date's going to change or what, but that's this is how it stands right now. Nike sneakers, Friday the 12th, Foot stores, Saturday the 13th. So the Crimson Tint is available on the 13th, possibly. Who knows? And if it will, if there are any updates throughout the week, of course, I'll let you guys know, hopping on the mic and letting you guys update it. Also, follow us on Twitter and Instagram to stay updated with any future releases and updates and things of that nature. Now, also, another shoe on the 13th happens to be looks like a pack shoe that they're doing with different parts of the world. It's another Air Max 1. And this particular model I'm looking at is the Air Max 1 Tokyo Maze. Now, you're talking about a very unique but fire shoe. This is it. It has a kind of maze pattern that makes up the entire upper. It has a white Nike check and the midsole is black. The laces seem to be like a tie-dye color. But, I mean, it's a really dope shoe. Let me see what we're looking at as far as the price. $150, available on Saturday at 9 a.m., of course. And I forgot to do the resale on the Crimson Tint. So let me go ahead and do these right here. First, the Tokyo Maze, to see what we're looking at. Tokyo Maze. Okay. So as I pull it up, no sales yet. Highest bid $230 right now on a size 12. And it looks like the highest bid all around is a size 9 for $415. So it is some hype associated with this shue. So if you're in the retail, it might be one to check out. Don't know how that price is going to stand throughout the week, but something to look at. Now let's go back to the Crimson Tint. Let's see what it's doing on StockX right now. See if it's got any hype associated with it. I think the last time I checked it kind of was, but nothing crazy. So let's see what we got here. Sorry about that, guys. Should have been on my game a little bit quicker. Anyways, So I usually look up the price for my size. I'm usually a size 12 or 11 and a half. So right now, a week before release, you're looking at 238 as the lowest ask, 220 for the highest bid, and 240 for the last sale. So, you know, right in line with what most Jordan 1s do around this time. And of course, the money size is a lot more. So you're looking at a lowest ask of 450 for a 7. And let's see, 9.5 is getting like 315. So, you know, the money size is anything under a 10 most times with Jordan 1. So, hey, you know, if you're into that, check that out. But I'll definitely be trying to get my hands on as many pairs as I can. So those are going to be pretty much the shoes that are coming out this upcoming week. It's going to be a heat week. And so I hope you have your money ready. You know, it's definitely not going to be easy on the wallets, but also keep in mind the following week, we have that Air Jordan 11 low snakeskin coming out for the retail of 185. Of course, that could change, but just kind of giving you an idea of what's on the horizon as far as sneakers. But anyways, let me know what you're going after. Let me know what you're going to sit on. Let me know what you like and don't like. You know, you can always hit me up in the comments and the DMs on Twitter, Instagram, at The Retro Insider. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope this information helps you out. Also, be on the lookout for the launch of the website, www.theretroinsider.com. Once again, we're going to be giving you all the additional resources for all the latest sneaker news, reviews, and commentary, and all the information that you want. And yeah, it's coming. I apologize for the wait, but I believe it's going to be something y'all really, really do enjoy. I can't wait to start pumping out content there. Anyways, thank you so much for tuning in. Definitely don't want to hold you any longer. Hope you have a great rest of your day or evening. See you next segment. And as always, stay humble and proceed.